What is happening, my friends? Welcome back. Welcome back. Let's talk about Colby Covington versus Leon Edwards. That one's going down UFC 296 right around the corner. That's a hell of a fight, guys. Colby Covington has been out for like, what, 2 years now? Leon's coming off of that sensational Kamaru Usman head kick KO. Let's quickly get into this matchup. All right, so first let's talk about Colby Covington and his style. Colby Covington is a pressure fighter, high volume. That goes for striking and his wrestling. I never thought he was technically proficient on the feet, but he certainly has gotten better over the years. I still think Leon is a far better striker, pure striker on the feet. Colby leaves himself open quite a bit, but there's a method to the madness. He tries to overload his opponents, get them in a panic, distract them from the takedown that's coming. And he also weaponizes cardio and conditioning. Some of the best cardio and conditioning in the sport, I would say in the history of the sport, hands down. That's Colby's style in a nutshell. High pressure, high volume, spamming strikes and takedowns. Talking about Leon Edwards, Leon Edwards is a little bit more methodical on the feet. He's a technical striker, super well-rounded. I actually think he's more well-rounded than Colby Covington. Leon could knock you out. He can submit you. He can take you to decision. A lot of avenues to victory for Leon Edwards. Very impressive fighter. So happy he's finally getting his due. I mean, you kind of got to give him his due being the champ, right? Leon has pretty great cardio himself. I think he's a stronger striker, but he is no slouch in the submission grappling department, that's for sure. So how do these guys match up? Well, quickly, some things. Colby Covington has a 72-inch reach. Leon Edwards has a 74-inch reach. So little advantage there. I'm not sure how significant the reach is going to be. Colby's listed as an orthodox striker, but he has switched to southpaw on occasion in fights. Leon Edwards is listed as a southpaw striker. Their stats are pretty interesting. Some of them very comparable. All right, so strikes landed per minute, definitely Colby. I mean, that's a no-brainer. 4.10, Leon Edwards 2.8. Striking accuracy, 39% for Colby, 53% for Leon Edwards. Strikes absorbed per minute, Colby 3.05, Leon Edwards 2.40. Striking defense, damn near the same, 55% for Colby, 53% for Leon Edwards. Takedown accuracy, 45% for Colby, not a shocker. He kind of just wears guys out, forces the takedown via volume. For Leon Edwards, it's going to be 33%. Not really a wrestler, but he can wrestle. Takedown defense, 72% for Colby Covington. Almost identical. Takedown defense for Leon Edwards, 69%. All right, guys, so how could this fight possibly play out? Well, some things. Leon being a southpaw, Colby Covington being an orthodox striker. That rear leg kick to the body should be open for Leon Edwards, as well as possibly that right lead hook coming over the top, that left straight with the left high kick. I think that's what he caught Usman with. Colby's very wild and reckless. He leans a lot, ducks his head. That's going to play right into Leon Edwards' striking style. Leon has great setups, and he's an excellent counter striker. He can knock you out walking backwards. Leon has nasty elbows, great counter striker again, great combinations, strings together punches and kicks so well. One of the best in the game. So I don't think that Colby Covington is going to have an easy time getting Leon Edwards down to the mat. I don't think he's going to be easy to hold down as well. Leon Edwards is a big welterweight. He has some pretty solid wrestling, defensive wrestling. The longer this fight stays on the feet, the more you should indeed favor Leon Edwards to win. I mean, anything could happen. Colby Covington throws the kitchen sink at you standing, but he doesn't have a lot of power. I know guys could get caught right on the button, but the longer this fight stays standing, I see a good chance that Colby Covington gets caught and knocked out. It's going to be dangerous for him because I flat out think that Leon Edwards is the better striker. Now, with the threat of the wrestling, that may equalize the playing field on the feet, similar to like what Khabib used to do, have guys so worried about the takedown that it affects their striking game. We may see that here, but it depends on how much success Leon has with stuffing those takedowns, with getting back to his feet. All in all, I think I'm going to favor Leon Edwards. I think he has a great gas tank. I don't think Colby Covington is going to, quote, melt Leon Edwards, as he says. I think Leon trains very hard. He's going to be in this fight from beginning to end. I think he's going to be difficult to take down. I think Leon being a southpaw is going to be tricky for Colby. As with most orthodox strikers, you also have like a, what, 2-year layoff for Colby Covington. Ring rust might be a factor. So I think there's some odds against Colby Covington. I'm going to pick Leon Edwards. I can see a decision win, and I don't think a stoppage via strikes is out of the realm of possibility with Leon. It could happen. But Colby does have a great chin. I'll give him that. Super tough individual as well. But guys, let me know in the comment section, who do you think takes this fight? Appreciate you watching this quick breakdown. Hope you guys are doing well. Thanks for the support as always. And I'll catch you guys on the next one. Until then, take care, my friends. Happy holidays. Later.